Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Modern-day jazz cat known as a multi-instrumental phenom. That was Dave Bennett with the 2013 tune Slip Disc off the CD Don't Be That Way. As we are that way around here, coming right on into a new hour of Neon Jazz. So he's a clarinet virtuoso who played electric guitar, piano, drums, and vocalizes. This cat goes all over the map with his musical roots, from pop to swing era to early rockabilly and country to Elvis Presley and even the Beatles. In fact, during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he talked about the moment he knew he wanted to perform.
You know, when I heard Jerry Lee Lewis and saw him perform on TV, I thought, wow, that's just incredible. And I wanted to be able to do something approaching that. You know, I mean, those guys are the masters, but it's so strong, and it touched me in such a way that I thought, you know, I'd like to do that too.
So this self-taught musician started out on the clarinet at 10, playing along with Benny Goodman Records. At 12, he was invited by legendary jazz trumpeter Doc Cheatham to the bandstand of New York's famous Sweet Basil Jazz Club. By 14, he was out touring the USA with Michigan's new Reformation Dixieland Band, and later on, he just kept going and going all the way into today, and he always makes great music. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that continues to invent and reinvent jazz right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to invent you with an hour-long look into the world of jazz. So speaking of jazz trumpeter, singer, and bandleader Doc Cheatham, Dave talks about the moment early in his life that was huge. And as we hear that story, let's listen to the 1994 tune Village of Love off the CD Groove Move.
Oh, it was huge. In fact, I think back on it now, and I'm surprised that I did it, because I think as you get older, you realize what legends these people are that you would approach. And I mean, now my frame of mind is I don't really ever want to be a bother to anybody. You know, for instance, if I go to hear somebody play, I wouldn't ask them if I could sit in. I'd wait until I was approached. But at that time, I knew of Doc because I'd seen him on a Benny Goodman documentary, and I knew that he played for Benny. But I was 12 years old. I didn't know any different.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Dave Bennett, clarinetist out of Waterford, Michigan. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was jazz pianist, keyboardist, and composer Danny Grissette with the 2015 tune, The Kicker, off the CD, The In Between. So he was born in Los Angeles and started to play the piano at 5. He got a BA in music education from California State University, and that led to a move to New York City in 2003. He would become the regular member and trumpeter of Tom Harrell's band since 2005, along with many other projects. From the brilliant sax cat, a classic, a legend, and always a welcome around these parts, this is Zoot Sims, back in 1956 with the tune Down at the Loft, off the LP The Art of Jazz, as we keep giving you that here on Neon Jazz. ¶¶
Kate McGarry, I'm talking to you from Durham, North Carolina. You're listening to Neon Jazz, Joe Domino.
That was jazz vocalist Kate McGarry, joined by the Keith Gantz and Gary Versace outfit with her cover of the Beatles' All You Need Is Love off her latest 2018 CD, The Subject Tonight Is Love. So this girl from Massachusetts was one of 10 children, and during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, she talked about that.
Yeah, it was a chaotic, but music was one of the things that brought us together and kept us sane as a family, kept us close. My parents sang all the time, and they grew up singing. They both had beautiful voices. They were just people who loved and felt that song was a gift. They were very kind of unselfconscious in the way that they sang.
So she has 6 critically acclaimed CDs and a Grammy nomination for Best Jazz, and has grown up to become recognized as a jazz artist who brings authenticity and vitality to every song, regardless of genre. These days, her vision for the future includes recording, touring, composing, and collaborating, and even teaching, passing on the many gifts that the jazz music tradition has given to her. From the jazz clarinetist and saxophonist with one of the best jazz names ever, this is Chicago Strong, Mez Mezro, joined by his orchestra in 1933 with the tune Dissonance, as this clearly good hour of jazz moves on.
Chris Butcher, this is John Pittman from the Heavyweights Brass Band, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was jazz drummer John Hollenbeck with the 2001 tune Thursday, 3:44 p.m. Playground, as he is joined by the Claudia Quintet. He happens to be a composer of music that you can't categorize, and he is always in his element. He is a conceptualist able to translate the traditions of jazz and new music into a fresh new outlook. From a classic next on the show, this is pianist and bandleader Edgar Hayes with his orchestra. This is the 1938 tune Fugitive from Harlem, as we keep on bootlegging this thirst-quenching hour of jazz.
It's Jimbo Mathis from the Mighty Squirrel Nut Zippers, and you are tuned in to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Thank you.
from jazz guitar veteran John Abercrombie, joined by his quartet with the 2013 tune Another Ralph's. That was the CD 39 Steps. So he's always knee-deep in the genres, jazz fusion, free jazz, and avant-garde. Right out of Port Chester, New York, this guy loved rock and roll, and he got invited by the likes of Jack DeJohnette to live that jazz dream. From the Jazz Tet, an outfit co-founded in 1959 by trumpeter Art Farmer and tenor sax man Benny Golson, this is the 1962 song Space Station, as we keep blasting into the jazz cosmos, kids. Thank you.
listen to the best in jazz from Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino, Gerald Cannon. Thank you very much. Thank you.
That was jazz trombonist Doug Beavers, joined by his nine with the 2010 song Two Shades of Nude, and this is one talented modern-day cat that always throws a fresh perspective on jazz. From swing-era trumpeter and bandleader, this is Bunny Berrigan, next on the show with his orchestra in 1941 with the tune I Got It Bad, as we always do around here on Neon Jazz. Again, that was Bunny Berrigan leading the band with the theme of Now I Got It Bad. So our final jaunt into the music is from Toronto-based cat Chris Platt, and there's always a lot of talent coming from Toronto these days. This is the tune Plenty off the 2017 CD Sky Glow. So it's with that, we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that always has it both good and bad, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Reach out to us, let us know what's going on, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends. Thank you.
Neon Jazz.